Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I am your host, Aisha, Aisha Exotic Faces, Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I am really happy to be here this evening. Thank you for your ears, thank you for your time, and the topic of tonight's show is gratitude. What are you grateful for? I thought this was a great topic moving into the holidays. This is a show right before the Christmas break, and I've been observing frustration with some people not being able to do what they traditionally like to do around Christmas time. So I thought that this would be the perfect topic for today because many of us are so much more blessed than what we realize or than what we choose to verbalize in our lives, you know. It's so much easier to see all that's not going the way that we want it to go and focus on that. So I wanted to just take some time out to dedicate an entire segment to gratitude and explaining why that's important and what is gratitude, what does that mean, how does that look, how does it create more abundance in your life. You know, I want to talk to you about it, share my perspective, and hear from some other people out there too. You call in, share your wisdom. You know, I love to dialogue with you. The guest call-in number, first of all, is area code 310-807-5193. And you will be able to reach me. If you want to just listen, you can press the appropriate button. Or if you want to just listen, talk to me, press number, I believe, 1, and we'll raise the hand, and I'll know, and I'll bring you in on the switchboard. So, gratitude. I have so many things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the end of another day. I'm grateful for the rain that's been cleansing the earth and that the beautiful Bay Area. It made it a little bit warmer. I'm grateful for that. I prefer not to be too cold. I'm thankful for this platform to be able to just speak and dialogue with you as intimately as if you were sitting in the living room with me. I'm thankful for friends, I'm thankful for family, I'm thankful for so many things, and that is a form of gratitude, just expressing what it is that you're thankful for. You know, if we're praying, how often are we praying just to express gratitude, not asking for anything, just being thankful and showing gratitude and expressing that for what is right now. Even if things don't look the way that you feel they should look, even if we're not able to, you know, spend as frivolously as you may want to or travel to a certain destination that you want to travel, just being able to appreciate where you are, right where you are in that moment, and being able to just say, hey, thank you for that. This is wonderful just to have this time to sit and be still. Everything happens for a purpose. I'm not a big believer in coincidence, so I believe everything happens even if we don't understand the purpose right away or the outcome of what's going on. Everything happens for a reason. So it's if things may not work out as we anticipated on them working out initially, maybe something greater is in store. maybe we're being protected from something. It could be a variety of reasons why circumstances don't work out the way that we feel that they should work out, but we don't necessarily always control everything in our environment like we like to falsely believe that we do. So, again, bringing that back to gratitude, just stopping and saying thank you for what you have. Do you have a home right now? If you don't have your own home, do you have a place where you're staying with a roof over your head, a couch to sleep on, a floor even? There are many that don't have that. It's wintertime. It's very cold. Go to any downtown. I don't care what city you're in. I'm sure you can find it. And, you know, take a look and see how your circumstances could be different. There are often lots of homeless people in downtown areas for some reason. I'm not sure why that is, but I've noticed that in the cities that I've traveled to, that a lot of people gravitate to that area. I mean, you know, you just go and pay attention. Is your heat on? PG&E is what it's called here. Is your gas on? Is your water on? Are you able to take a shower, take a bath tonight, run some water so you can have a pot of tea? It's little things like that that are so easy to take for granted because we have them every day. They're in front of us all the time, every single day. But our lives can change in an instant at any moment. And I'm a pretty optimistic person, but I'm also a realist. And, you know, that's the reality of it. Anything could change, and your circumstances could always be so much worse. Anybody that's living in America right now and listening to this segment from the U.S. from the comfort of your home, your circumstances could be so much worse. And I don't care how bad it is. It could be so much worse. You have the freedom to listen to this show right now. You have the freedom to choose what it is that you want to listen to, what you're going to eat tonight. You know, so there are so many things that we are able to be grateful for. And once you start paying more attention to the things that you already have in your life, because we already have everything that we need, if you really think about it, all you need is already here. Sometimes we just overlook things, or we like them to be in a certain package. You know, you may want to present it a certain way. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. Okay, well, look in your cabinets and see what you have. Well, I've got a pack of beans. I have some rice. And, you know, I have some vegetables down in the pantry. But I don't want that. You know, I wanted a cheesesteak and things like that. I want something to eat, but I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. Well, you must really not be that hungry because you do have food there. It's just not necessarily something that you want to eat. But you are still eating. There are some people that aren't eating. So just stop and take a moment to be just a little more grateful for what it is that you have. Are you buying your coffee every single morning? There are some people that I recall being in Mexico, and there was a gentleman that was carving little replicas of the Mayan temple, like by hand, from a piece of wood, and he would take it, and he had a little knife in his hand, and he chiseled out a little replica of one of the Mayan temples that was there. It was beautiful. I painted it and everything. It looked like a real miniature replica. Probably, you know, I'm sure he put a few hours in with each particular replica. He had several of them sitting on his blanket. And this man was selling these for $1. I couldn't believe that. Like, my jaw fell to the ground just because I sat and watched the intricate detail and the time and the love that he put into each piece. Or he was just working on the one the entire time that I was there. I passed him when I came in. I passed him when I came out. He was working on that one piece from a piece of wood. And I was just amazed to see that he was selling that for $1 and was thankful, very grateful to get that dollar. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm like, wow, but they're $1. You put so much into this. You know, so just being able to look at that and be thankful for what I have. Be thankful for the fact that I have $1 to give this this gentleman for this hard-earned work, you know, that he put into this piece of art, which it was. It wasn't something that was just poorly put together. I sat and watched him with a little carving knife, and it was amazing to me and beautiful. And in that moment, I expressed my gratitude, not only to him, but just also to God, just for that moment, for being able to bless that person, you know, because our dollar wouldn't go a little further than what his peso goes, so who knows what that would do for him and his family, or how far that would go. You know, with panhandlers and people that may come up to you on the street and that are asking for change, if you do choose to give, when we're giving, it's not our business or our responsibility to determine or judge what they're going to do with it, with the gift, if you're giving from a good place in your heart. You know, your intentions are, hey, bless this person however they need to be blessed in this moment, and you let it go. So if you're in a position to share some change or 25 cents or whatever it is, or you may not even have money to give, you may give food. Or better yet, you may give out some information and resources, let people know where they can go and get food. I know on Tuesdays in Oakland, California, there's certain churches, Beating Memorial, on Tuesday mornings, they give out bags of food to people in the community. You know, that's also a gift that you can give to someone. You don't always have to necessarily have a monetary money or change or something to give, nor do you have to look down on another person because they're in that position. Because I tell you, many people are one check away from being in that position themselves, maybe two checks, especially now. Times are changing. People are having to pull together more. Family is becoming more important, friends and things like that, because, you know, things are changing for a lot of people. Money hasn't been flowing as abundantly as we've been used to seeing it over the last year. So people are having to do what they have to do. So I encourage you now to start showing gratitude for what you have, because things can change in an instant. I would love to give out the call-in number to see if there's anyone out there that wants to share what they or would like to be, what they're grateful for. The number is 310-807-5193. You're welcome to call in and just listen, or you can call in and make a comment or ask a question if you like to, or just express what you're grateful for. What are you grateful for? How does this create more abundance in your life? Well, I find that the more that you show gratitude for the things that you do have in your life over time, the less you desire, because you really start to see that everything that you need really is right there. And it comes down to really basic necessities: food, shelter, love, heat, which can fall into shelter, but, you know, very basic things. We have to start to appreciate the basic things. When's the last time you had a watermelon with seeds in it? Just a basic, sweet, old-fashioned watermelon with black seeds in it. I would be grateful to be able to find that if I could locate one. You know, just things are changing, so we have to be grateful for what is right here, right now, and what we have. I have a caller that's holding that I want to bring in on the line, if they want to share what they are grateful for. Caller from 510-385. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment that you would like to share about being grateful?
Hi, Aisha. This is Dreda.
Hey, how are you, Miss Dreda?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I've really been trying to tune in on your blog talk, and this particular subject was super duper profound to me, because I absolutely agree with you. I think that, you know, once we are able to be more grateful for the things that we have and show gratitude more for what you actually have versus what you don't have,
mm-hmm.
you will eventually draw more of what you do want to you instead of placing so much focus on what we don't have.
I agree. I'm sorry, Ms. Dre. Can you turn your radio down just a drip? Just so you don't have to.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just asking you to turn the radio down, but I think you got it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a little
okay.
bit of feedback.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm very grateful that you chose to do this. I mean, for me now, I'm actually really just, you know, kind of embedding that deeply into my son right now. You know, the gratitude and paying it forward is truly the way that you receive your blessings when you bless other people and you remain grateful for the things that you do have and not what you don't have.
Yes, yes, I fully agree with you there. And it's nice to just be able to teach and put your teach that to your child. So thank you for sharing that with your son. Because you have that's something that I don't always see in the youth, particularly teenagers, you know, they're so spoiled. They don't know what gratitude is. They just expect things. A lot of them just have expectations, expecting to be a certain way. So I'm always grateful to when I meet a parent that is instilling those values in their child or doing their, you know, and I'm sure other parents are trying to do their part too, but I just want to thank you for accepting.
Yeah, and when children are unaware, that's right, they're unaware because, you know, everything is given to them now. You know, they walk in the house, the lights are on, the water works, everything. They don't really, you know, they don't know. And you, so sometimes you do have to sit them down and kind of give them your stories, you know, about 25, 30 years ago, what was going on. And, you know, they are interested. They really are. They're interested, but we have to communicate with them, talk with them, and tell them these things so that they can have a greater appreciation for the things that you are doing for them and for the things that they do have.
Yes, because there was a time when, you know, the majority of people didn't have, so it wasn't that big of a deal, you know. But now parents are in a position where they can do more for their children, and, you know, it's the baby, so they are spoiled, so. Thank you again for doing your piece.
Yes. So I thank you for allowing
on and listening. You know, I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a delay there, so I apologize if I keep talking over you, Deandra. So thank you for calling in. I'm going to let you hang on if you want to continue. And actually, while I have you on the line, I want to express my gratitude to you because you introduced me to the Eat, Pray, Love book, which has been a wonderful inspiration for me. And I just want to thank you for introducing me to that book and sharing that with me. So thank you again.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And we have to actually probably offline at some point just have a one-on-one book club discussion. That would be great.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I'll make sure we do that.
Okay.
You're welcome to hang on the line. Love you.
I love you too. Bye. I'm going to hang on, though. I'm going to stay in. Okay.
Okay, please do. All right. Thank you, Ms. Dreda, again, for calling in. And, I mentioned that Eat, Pray, Love book. It was a wonderful, wonderful story. I know some of you may have seen the movie that was in the theaters over the summer with Julia Roberts was in that movie. But wonderful story, you know, about a woman that came to a time of transition in her life and wanted to make a change and basically lost everything and took a risk, left the country, you know, just kind of followed her heart and did what she wanted to do. Found herself, found love, and, you know, it has a nice ending to it. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational story for a lot of people. And if you do, haven't seen the movie, I encourage you to read the book before you see the movie. Of course, it's always much better when you do that. So I want to express my gratitude again to the author, Liz Gilbert, of that book, because I'm sure he's inspired many people. Just follow your heart, you know. Just do what it is that you truly desire to do. The time is now to do that. And the shifts and everything that's happening in the universe is going to assist you with doing that right now. people are being forced out of their comfort zone. If you've been comfortable and been complacent and there's some things that you want to do, don't be surprised if things get shaken up for you and you're forced to have to start to think about other things you may want to do. Those other things can be what it is that you desire to do. Whatever, everyone has a purpose on the planet. I really believe that. We all have a purpose. No one is here for no purpose, just leaving it there. And if you have something that's just been an idea that's just been burning inside of you that you've always wanted to do, I don't care if it was something you wanted to do when you were a teenager or a 10-year-old or something, that idea was born to you for a purpose. And you may very well have all of the skill, the know-how, and everything that you need to move forward with manifesting that idea. More times than not, it's just fear and complacency that keeps us sitting in the same place, doing the same thing. And you can do the same thing if you're happy with that. But if you're not happy and you're complaining about what you don't like, about what you could be doing or what you could have been doing, the time is now to start making the plans to do those things. I'm not saying run in and quit your job tomorrow. Don't be extreme. But start planning. Because Mercury is retrograde right now. I spoke about that last week. So this is a really good time to research things, reorganize, you know, revisit old goals that you had in place, the goals that you set for yourself last year. A lot of that is happening right now, goal reassessment. Go ahead, look over some things and see where you are right now. Reevaluate some things. But if you've had a burning something, a desire in your heart to follow through with whatever it is to you, it could be going back to school. It could be starting a business. It could be becoming a ballerina, or whether you're male or female, or a circus performer, whatever it is, whether it's career, it's personal, or has something to do with your love life or travel, the time is now to start planning to do what it is that you want to do. Start showing more gratitude for what it is that you already have, and plan to change the things that you're not happy with. We'll see how things change for you. I want to give out the calling number again in case I have other people out there that want to call and share what they're grateful for. It is code 310-807-5193. Welcome to call in and share your wisdom, comments, queries, or a story about being grateful. I would love to hear from you about that. Right now, we're going to take a little bitty break and play a little bit of Erykah Badu, who I'm very grateful for her consistency over the years and just always making music that just feels good and resonates with my spirit. So I'm showing my gratitude to Sister Erykah right now. Badu off of her last album. So again, I'm thankful for Miss Erica for just the gift of music, period. You know, music heals so many things, so many people, whether you realize that or not. You know, you can change your entire mood with music. So I'm just so thankful for music, for people born with the creativity, for those that are born with it and have the courage and are gracious enough to just share it with us, with other people. I'm so grateful for artists and for knowing artists and for being able to work with them and things of that nature. And I just want to express my gratitude just for music altogether. So tonight's show, if you haven't gathered or just tuned in, is gratitude. What are you grateful for? And that's what I want to talk about. You know, I want to encourage you to call in and share your experiences, share what you're grateful for this holiday season, this December, this time in your life during this wonderful winter solstice. How are you feeling grateful? The number is 310-807-5193. I do have a caller that's called in. I want to try and bring them on the line from 510-258. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with the Excellence Inspire Radio. Did you want to share what you are grateful for or have a comment?
Yes, I do want to share. I am most grateful for my family. This is your auntie Linda calling in to share what gratitude means to me. Gratitude is recognizing the blessings in my life. By being able to recognize the blessings, I'm able to increase my awareness for appreciation. And being able to share this gratitude with other, I'm sure it certainly helps improve my life, but I also think that it's such a positive emotion and feeling and energy that you're also increasing other people's life with happiness and joy as well.
I agree. It's contagious, and even more so contagious than the negative stuff. Well, thank you for sharing that comment.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be able to share it.
Yeah, I know we have a delay there. If you have more you would like to share, you're welcome to do so.
No, I think that's
open
it. I just want to reinstate that for any of my family members that are listening, that I am very grateful for my family members for all the unconditional love that they give me.
Thank you. You do a lot for your family, and you're a rock, so I'm grateful for you. I'm receiving and reciprocating the gratitude. Thank you. You're welcome to hang on and keep listening if you want, or you can call back in if you have another comment. But thank you so much, Auntie, for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. That's my wonderful, beautiful auntie that just called in, who I am thankful for. I'm thankful for having family. I'm thankful for having positive women in my life. I always have had wonderful, really strong women and influences, including my mother, my mother's sister, my father's sister, grandmothers. Just, I come from a lineage of wonderful, strong women, and I'm so thankful for that, to have, you know, just to have those genes and that DNA running through me, and it just helped me be the woman that I am today. You know, we're so fortunate, some of us, to have an aunt or an older sister or someone, like when you're growing up, or hell, even now in your 30s, that you can just call up and talk to, you know, to someone that can instill maybe a little bit of wisdom with you or share their experience with you. You may be that person in someone else's life, whether you realize it or not. You know, it may be a little cousin or a little niece or something like that. You never really know how you impact a person, how your words impact that person, or how just you spending some time with them or taking out the time to listen to them can impact their days, or, you know, their, that particular day, or moving in, into their adult lives, how it can impact them. So take some time out to show gratitude for your family. I just want to reiterate, just because it's the holiday season and I've been observing stress around me with people that aren't able to go out and do a lot of shopping, like they want a lot, like, you don't feel guilty about that. That's not what it's about. If you can't buy one gift, but you have an opportunity to spend some time with your family, then you're wealthy. That's a gift. There are some people that aren't going to be able to spend time with their families right now. And some people that don't have families right now. Some people are alone. So if you're not alone and you do have a family, be grateful for that. If you are alone and you've made friends in your area that have become like your family, be grateful for that. Be thankful for your friends. And it's more than just being grateful, like, oh, I'm thankful I woke up. I'm thankful I have a roof over my head. I'm thankful. You need to learn to be thankful for everything, every experience that happens. I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for the universe. I'm thankful for problems. I'm thankful for challenges. I'm thankful for hardships, because they're going to allow me an opportunity to grow and transcend. I'm thankful for consciousness. You want to be more thankful for everything and see how that's just going to change your overall state of mind, which is going to change the way that you're feeling from the inside out, which is only going to attract more abundance in your life, because it's more than you just saying it. You know, I know I talk about attracting stuff and the law of attraction and things like that. It's more than you just saying, I want a car, or I want to move into a different place. I want to move out of this neighborhood or into a bigger place. It's more than you just saying that. You have to feel that you're going to move. It has to resonate and vibrate through you. You have to feel it, know it, like you know who you are, like you know your name when you wake up. Like when you're happy, you know you feel happy. You have to know it like that. It's bigger than that. So when you're applying your gratitude, apply it to everything. How wonderful it is to exist. Circumstances that happen don't matter, because you're so full of gratitude, you just appreciate everything that happens. Even when it appears to be a folly. Even when it appears to be bad, it appears to be sad, it appears to be hard. It may be in that moment. Everything in life is not rosy. But we can get through the circumstances. We can learn from the circumstances so we don't have to repeat the circumstances over again. So be grateful for all things that happen. Be grateful for all adventures that are in your life. Life is an adventure. Even with the twists and turns that are in the road, it's still a wonderful, beautiful adventure. So, gratitude, please practice.
practicing. It's everything. I want to give out the call-in number again for those of them that just tuned in that want to call and share their opinion or share what they're grateful for. Their code is 310-807-5193. Gratitude is like just always having a voice in the back of your head that is just whispering in your ear throughout the day, regardless of what circumstances are occurring. It's just saying, hey, wow, everything that I've experienced today is for my highest good, and I'm thankful for that. That can be the beginning of your day. And just see how things change for you. Try it out for yourself. Try starting your day off instead of waking up fussing and complaining about what you don't like, about what's not working right, about it being so cold outside, about the car being old. Just whatever thought you come up with that is a complaint, counter the thought with how you can be showing gratitude in that moment. So you wake up and it's cold outside and you have to go to work. I don't want to go to work. I'm thankful that I have a way to get to work. Or I'm thankful that I have a car that I can get into that has a meter that works, so I won't have to be walking in the cold. If you are walking in the cold, I'm thankful that I'm able to walk, that I have these legs. I'm thankful for my heart and the circulation that's going to be increased and the blood that's pumping through my veins as I'm walking to the bar or the train station or however it is that you're going to transport yourself to work or to start your day. You know, but show up, practice showing gratitude in every moment for everything that happens, even for the person that may not have been so nice to you at the counter. When you were serving and getting a coffee served or tea or something. Show gratitude for every moment. Show gratitude for that person as well. There's a lesson in everything if you change the way you look at things. As soon as you look at it, it'll change. I have another caller that called in. I want to see if they want to come in and share what they're grateful for. So area code 770-912. Hello, caller. This is Aisha with the Pure Inspire Radio. You want to share what you're grateful for or have a comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. I think we take life for granted, and it needs to be looked at very differently, because we've been through so much as a people, but we just take a lot of things for granted, and it needs to change. We need to change our mindset. This is a new day and time. This is 2011, and 4 is the structure of something that's to come. But I don't want to get too deep into the conversation. I really want to listen. And I think you know who this is.
I don't think I caught your voice. Do you want to reveal yourself, or would you like to remain anonymous, caller? You're welcome.
Aziz Ali.
Peace, Aziz. How are you?
Peace, Queen. Peace. I caught up with you.
This is great for you.
Excuse me?
I feel great to hear from you. What is it that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for everything. For one, that I'm grateful that we caught up with each other. And a lot of spiritual things are happening right now. And I'm just coming out of a fast for like 30 days and just coming back down to the planet, you know? And I just want to share with the people and the people that are on the line that we need to look into this day and time as the people that we are and the people that came before us, because there's a lot of things that we have unfinished that we must complete. And it starts with a whole nother mindset. You know, it's good to be thankful for everything, but you got our ancestors that came before us. We should be thinking in that same mind frame that they were in before they left, so that we can receive the power that we need to have to do what we need to do on the planet. So there's a lot of more things that we need to be grateful for. But again, I don't really want to go too deep into the conversation because I really want to listen right now. Silence is golden. And I really want to hear what you got to say. But I definitely have a lot to say.
Well, I appreciate the comment. I appreciate the calling in.
If you have more, you're welcome to
chime in or give a call back if you have another comment. But thank you for sharing your wisdom. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
All right. So there's another brother. I do love you, so share his perspective on gratitude and saying that just collectively as a people, we need to show more gratitude, not only for where we are, but where we've been, you know, and how that's impacted us today, how that's helped shape who we are, how we are today. As negative as some things may appear, there's still a lot of good, a lot of gold up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's still, like, a lot of gold and a lot of good up there. So showing gratitude for those that have come before us, those that we have had the pleasure of knowing and learning from, whether they're people that are in our families or, it could have been the man that just was the maintenance man in your building or the janitor at your school that could have had some form of impact on you at some time. Every experience that we're having is shaping who we are. It's almost like we're getting like a little piece of Mrs. Dash or Lowry thrown in from each experience that we have. That experience is adding its flavor to us, creating this wonderful medley of a person that we turn out to be, you know. But each experience is impacting us and shaping how we think, how we perceive the world, giving us an opportunity to practice and put our beliefs and things that we learn into practice. Every experience does. So I feel pretty grateful for everything that occurs in your life, whether it looks how it looks to you. The caller number for those out there that are still listening, that are tuned in, and they want to share is 803-807-5193. We're talking about gratitude this evening, what it is you're grateful for beyond the traditional things. What else are you grateful for? Let's start thinking bigger. It's time for us to just start thinking bigger and more globally and from less of an I perspective and to more of a we perspective. And if you pay attention, you start to see that as things are shifting and changing around us in the universe, that the consciousness is just shifting to that. People are having to think more of me and in terms of me as opposed to I. Everything has been so much me. I want to get mine. I'm trying to get mine and get it for me. Get mine. You know, forgetting about your brother or your neighbor or the teacher that may have gained you up and gave you some information to help get you to where you are. For those of you that are successful or deem yourself successful according to what your level of success is or success is to you, how did you get to where you are? Who were the influences in your life? Outside of your household, good or bad. There are some people that could have been bullied or beat up as a child. And then they grew up and decided that they wanted to become the heavyweight champion of the world because they had to learn to defend themselves. Whatever it is, that circumstance that happened to them that was being negative in their childhood really turned into a positive experience and motivated that person to do whatever it is that they were supposed to do. Everything happens in divine time and for a divine purpose. You just have to start to pay attention and just show thanks and walk it around with an attitude of gratitude for everything. Gratitude equals wealth. Wealth equals gratitude. You want to be wealthy, express more gratitude. And I'm not necessarily just talking about monetary finances or financial wealth. Wealth is more than that. Wealth, you can be wealthy because you're healthy, because you have love in your life. You know, they definitely are connected. It's really hard to imagine a person that walks around that considers themselves wealthy and for them not to have gratitude or to be feeling grateful about certain circumstances. So if you want to be more wealthy, you want to see more wealth in your life, you want to see more good in your life, you want more love in your life, express those things. Be the change you want to see. Show gratitude for what you have. If you want more love in your life, try to be a more loving person. If your lover or your loved one is not nice to you or they ignore you and you're not getting attention from that person, why don't you practice being more loving, giving more attention? Give. Everybody is about me. I'm trying to get mine. I'm trying to get it. I want to get it. Me, what about you? Try approaching it from a different perspective and putting that same amount of energy and passion that you put into the me and fulfilling your desires and put that on another person or into another entity or another project and see how it unfolds for you. What you put out is definitely going to come back to you. And for me, I don't have to wait lifetimes. My karma happens right here, right now. It comes right away. I don't wait long. I do this. I receive this. I'm always good. You know, and you can do good by many ways. You can be doing good with your thoughts. You know, because I can be grinning and smiling and saying, oh, I love you. I love this person. I feel that way. But there's some nasty thoughts about the individual. This person really gets on my nerves. I can't stand them. You know, they just always think when they're in my presence. They always say, you know, that's no different. I might as well accept it. I'm holding that same spirit of hate, so I might as well accept it. That is not going to get you anywhere good. That's not expressing gratitude. That's not expressing love. And ultimately, that's what we are. I mean, we're here to express love. We're created in the likeness and image of God, and they're all different expressions of that. And ultimately, that's what Jesus is telling people all that we should be expressing love, being love. And see how things change in your life. Look at how the world would change if one person at a time changed. That's how change occurs. It starts with self. It starts with looking in the mirror. Looking at your perfections, your imperfections, your ego, looking at all those things, and being honest with yourself, and start to change yourself, change your mind, change how you treat people, change how you perceive things, change how you look at the world, change how you contribute to the world, and see how the world changes. With one person at a time to do this, just one person. At a time, each of the communities would change a little bit, and the world would start to change. We all started thinking about each other collectively as a whole. We're all connected. It doesn't matter where you live, where you're from, how much money you have, what race you are. We are all connected. We are all one human race of people. We are all connected. We're connected to this planet. And we have to get that. We have to understand that we're leaving out of this time of greed and hate, and we have to move more into a time of sharing love, sharing, being love. Part of that is expressing gratitude and being grateful for everything. We've got just a few more minutes left, and I'm going to give out the number one more time in case anybody else wants to call in and share what they're grateful for. And I want to thank the callers again that have called in and shared their wisdom and what they are grateful for. The number is 310-807-5193. So for those of you out there that are listening and you've been bummed out about the holidays, I heard a young lady say yesterday, oh, I hate Christmas. I can't wait until it's over. I hate it. I said, wow. Why do you feel that way? She said, I'm just spending all this money. I don't really have the money, but, you know, I got to do it because I have a child, and I want my child to be happy, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but the spirit that you were going into it with was so hateful when you should just be full of gratitude right now. You were able to go to the store and even purchase gifts. if that's what you choose to do. I don't personally believe Christmas is about that. I don't think it's about the gift. So many people, particularly people with small children, are guilted by the media and everything else around them into feeling like it's about the gift. It's not about the gift. For me, it's about the time that I get to spend with my family. It's a time to express gratitude. It's a time to relax. It's a time to rest. All of those things outside of the religious affiliation with the holiday. I mean, just the holidays to me is just a time where we are able to come together because families generally do come together. And that's the time to show gratitude. So if your lip is poked out over there because you can't go and buy an Xbox or, you know, something that might not be very stimulating for your child's mind anyway, get creative with what you can do. You know, there are some things you can do. Do you have old pictures just lying around in a box? Why don't you put together a nice photo album or something that you can give maybe to your mom or to your aunt or whoever it is that you're lacking a gift for? Go out, get some gingerbread cookie mix and make some cookies. Put those in a little package and dolly them up. Get creative. People forget there was a time when the majority of people didn't have a lot of money. So, no, there was no 10, 12 gifts under the tree. You're lucky if you got one. And it may have been something that someone made for you. It may have been a hand-me-down. But it was a gift. A gift is a gift. A gift does not necessarily mean it has to come from Macy's or from Best Buy or something like that. A gift is something that you're giving to a person from your heart. You're sharing it from you to them for whatever reason. Not just, oh, that's under the tree and stocking. Oh, that's just more quantity that I can add underneath the tree. That's crap. You're in it for the wrong reasons, if that's why you're out there buying gifts and killing yourself, putting yourself in financial crisis or stressing out over what you can't do. Are you able to spend time with your children? Will you be able to eat or feed them or prepare a meal? That's what I'm talking about. Be grateful for that. Do a project with your kids. Make it. Get creative. This time right now of recession and tightness is forcing people again out of their comfort zone and making it happen just happen to their creative thoughts. Get more creative. For those of you, everybody, I believe, has some form of creativity. Some of us are a little more creative than others. For those who don't may not have a creative gene, I'm sure you've got a logical gene. So use your logical mind and be resourceful and maybe find a creative person to help you bring your idea to fruition and to bring it to life. But be creative. Stop complaining. Please show more gratitude. The time is now. We're winding down. We've got just a couple more minutes left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening on Here to Inspire Radio. I also want to take the time out to tell you about a wonderful event that I'm going to be taking place in California in the Bay Area called Organic Beauty. And that's going to be at the Linen Life Gallery in San Leandro on January 22nd. So it's tuning in to about 2 p.m. And this is a natural hair and skincare workshop. So we're basically going to talk to you about what avocado and honey and oatmeal, milk, what all those things have in common, how you can use them on your face, your body, your hair, give you tips and techniques on how you can transition from relaxed hair, if you have relaxed hair, to more of a natural hair if that applies to you, and also what sorts of common things from the kitchen that you can use in your hair, on your face and body. It's going to be a really fun, exciting workshop. We do have an early bird special. The tickets are only $25. It's a wonderful gift idea if you want to just give the gift of education to somebody. The person will also need to make and take home your own natural hair and skincare products. You also get to take something home, as well as have a recipe that you can with them, that you can take with you. Wisdom is the best gift that you can give anybody because it can't be taken away from them. It doesn't go out of style, it doesn't rot, it doesn't break. It will be there intimately, and it's something that can be shared with others, and you
That's organicbeautyworkshop.eventbrite.com. I have more information, let you know where it's at. You can also purchase your tickets online if you are interested in coming. And I am thankful for all that will be in attendance on that day already. Very much excited about that. So before I wind down the show, I just want to thank you again for your ease, for your time, for your consistency, for those that have been tuning in since I started. I'm so thankful for the friend that I was talking to on the phone one day and said, hey, I ain't sure if that was the radio, so I heard you mention it a while ago. When are you going to start that? And I'm like, hey, I don't know when I'm going to start it. He's like, why don't you start it today? I said, why not? What better time to start it than right now? What better time than the present time? I'm not doing anything. And that night, the Intense Fire Radio was born. So I just want to thank my buddy out there that inspired me to go ahead and just do it. Just start it. You know, just try it out. Even though it may be scary, even though I haven't done radio, whatever fear of fear, the reason why you don't continue your dreams can be endless. And we'll go on and on and on and on infinitely. So toss that mess out the window. Go ahead and look yourself in the mirror, create a unit. A positive affirmation of why it's okay for you to do what it is that you want to do. Why you deserve to do what it is that you want to do. And show grateful. Show gratitude and be grateful for where you are. So I'm thankful for this platform. I'm thankful for the time. I'm thankful for your ears. And I'm thankful for the wisdom that we're going to continue to share. Between in next week, I'll be back on Tuesday at 10 Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And I just
Keep that.